Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and of course the podcast, fmr.co.za. Mahindra, a nameplate that used to bring a raised eyebrow to my forehead. I had the Mahindra double cab bucky on test recently. Well, they call it a pickup with a K. What you see is what you get, a big double cab. I got it with 4x4, a 6-speed auto box, and their 2.2 Hawk engine. They call it legendary, with 103 kilowatts and 320 newton meters. I was pleasantly surprised. Yes, it remains agricultural, but in a mostly good Land Cruiser kind of way. It feels like it's made for rough use. The springs feel bulletproof. This isn't show to the Oaks kind of bucky, but a workhorse. The interior, on the other hand, is more SUV feeling than bucky in a good way. The ride was exemplary, even class leading when heavy laden, and a little bit lumpy and bumpy when empty. The turning circle does need an offshore sailing license for best use. On the plus side, you'll become an accomplished three-point turner. Let's call the styling boxy, shall we? And it's surprisingly comfortable and easy to drive. There is the odd drivetrain groan, but nothing that felt like reliability issues. The gearbox could have a better tune, if anything. Performance is adequate, not in that understated Bentley kind of way. In the you'll get there, but you aren't passing long lines of slow traffic on a freeway anything soon kind of way. On the plus side, remarkable fuel economy. It sips. They claim around 7.9 liters per 100 kilometers, but in my experience, because of the relaxed pace, you may well see even better. Genuine one-ton bucky payload in a super deep but slightly short buck. With it, you get GPS, Bluetooth on a big 7-inch big screen, but no CarPlay or Android Auto. There's a smattering of airbags, ABS, EBD, seatbelt pretensioners. They're all there. At 414,000 Rand tested, it is a relative bargain. Are there any quirks? Well, yes. Cheap plastics are to be found in odd places. Bits aren't always polished, like the underside of the door lock, where the plastic molding seem just hasn't been trimmed. Oh, and weird placement of some controls, like it has rain-sensing windscreen wipers, but the control switch is under the radio screen with the aircon stuff. And there was a light switch down there that I never found the purpose of. Yes, I did try. It has an excellent reversing camera on that 7-inch screen that beeps when you hit reverse, but will remain stubbornly silent while you crush something behind you. Also, the steering wheel mounted buttons. This is the only vehicle I can remember using where making big turns had me accidentally pressing buttons every time. Now, you get a 4-year, 120,000-kilometer warranty and a service plan that is a little bit stranger than that. It's 5 years and 90,000 kilometers. And then this is nice. After an initial 10,000-kilometer oil service, you only need services every 20,000 kilometers. So there you have that. If you need a double cab for real work, this is a pick. And I dare you to find another auto workhouse for 414,000 word. A word to sum this vehicle up? Underrated. And with that, that's it for me this week. It's been David Dondi. I've been talking cars. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me that line, david@fmr.co.za, and of course that podcast, www.fmr.co.za, if you want to listen to some shows from the past. Thanks. Chat to you next week.